Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Whoa, don't open it. You won't be able to put it down.
Brooke and Bob's Book Club. Magic 931.
Starting a brand new novel in the book club today, Brooke.
I'm excited for this one.
Now, the idea of this segment really was to, first of all, read a book, which is something I haven't done a lot of, but also try and get outside my comfort zone and read stuff.
Mm.
One of my least favourite things in any form of fiction is a wizard did it.
Right.
I have just no interest. I've never done Harry Potter's, Lord of the Rings, Narnia, and I never did Del Toro Quest, which was such a popular series of novels. 15 Del Toro Quest books were written by Emily Rodder.
It's really one of those names, I've never read them, but it's just in the back of my head, like Del Toro Quest, I've heard of this.
I reckon my brother was reading them, or a Rowan Wynn, which was also quite popular. So we went to the Barry Library and it was kind of an obvious choice. I've picked up a book called Star of Del Toro,
ooh,
Shadows of the Master, which my understanding is this is her follow-up series. So it's a new, I don't know, 4 or 5 book series following the events after Del Toro Quest.
Okay.
And so far, I'm digging it because, yes, there's magic involved, but it's mostly a story about pirates.
Oh!
So just looking at the Del Toro Quest Wikipedia article, I think those original 15 novels were all about recovering 7 gems and defeating magic evil and all of that stuff. This so far, you've got a king who lives on an island and he's reflecting on his childhood as a pirate, fleeing this great evil, which I'm guessing is the stuff covered in Del Toro Quest.
Right.
The big battle and 16 years of exile. But it also might just be a fresh start. That's what I'm struggling with.
So you don't know the answers. Well, the question I was going to ask you is, are you affected because you haven't read the other books?
Yes. I don't know if Captain Grit, if Sorrel, if Lady Mab, if Xandalin all appeared in Del Toro Quest and I should have some reverence for these names when they're mentioned.
Mm.
Or if I am supposed to come in fresh. I'm still following it. One thing I definitely think I'm meant to know about is something called a polypan, which is like a grubby, hairy, grunty kind of creature. They just sort of, they just drop that in, polypan.
I mean, you're learning a lot is all I can say. I'm intrigued. Okay, so do you feel like there's going to be some big mystery? Are we trying to solve something?
I don't know. So the first chapter is about this king reflecting, and then the second chapter is all about this girl named Britta who runs a shop and is very interested in this world of piracy and gets visited by a polypan, whatever that is.
Are the polypans evil?
No, he's like a helper. He gives her a note. He gives her like a telegram saying the sea captain that the pirate king at the start remembered from his youth, he is now friends with Britta. I don't know if this is in the past or the present Britta's timeline.
All right. Any quick predictions before we get into the next song?
I think we'll have a great high seas adventure and probably, hopefully, not a lot of magic.
Okay.
And spells.
Well,
not my bag.
Time will tell. Feel free to read along with us.